8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wavefarm Study Center in New York, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we will hear three works. First, a 2009 work from Alessandro Bozzetti, introduced by Wavefarm radio artist fellow Karen Werner. The piece is called Children's America. Then, from the archives of New American Radio, we will hear John J.H. Phillips' work, The Things One Has to Listen To. And we'll end this Radio Art Hour with tracks from a pop album from 2022 from The Weeknd. The 2022 album Dawn FM incorporates a psychedelic radio aesthetic very similar to record producer 10 Tricks Point Never's album from 2020, Magic 10 Tricks Point Never. The Weeknd's Dawn FM has a recurring theme of a fake radio station with actor Jim Carrey as the host, clearly patterned after 10 Tricks Point Never's Magic 10 Tricks Point Never album. So let's start off by heading to Children's America.
This is Karen Werner, Wavefarm Radio Art Fellow, and the piece you're about to hear is called Children's America by Italian radio artist Alessandro Bozzetti. Just after Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009, Alessandro Bozzetti was invited by a German public radio station to produce a piece on the New America. He decided to, quote, make the piece on my own terms, imagining a special kind of United States inhabited and run just by kids, end quote. Children's America, produced in 2009, is approximately 35 minutes long.
Sort of acting like you're grown up. Acting more like a grown up than the other kids there. And then, like, because they were acting like a grown up, it would be a really big responsibility. And you'd have to think it through for a while, and like, what should he do next? And if he was a grown-up, it takes a little bit less time because he starts to plan ahead. Sort of acting like a grown-up. Acting more like a grown-up than the other kids there. And then, like, because they were acting like a grown-up, it would be a really big responsibility, and you'd have to think it through for a while, and, like, what should he do next? And if he was a grown-up, it takes a little bit less time, because starts to plan ahead.
dawn's early light. The kids rule and grown-ups stink. So, time for rapping. Hola! I'm a kid singing the new national anthem. This is a kid's world, no more grown-up.
Yeah, no, I'm a kid and I'm here to say we are the best rappers in the USA.
Hola!
Oh, we are here.
Time for death metal craziness.
Kids rule the world.
Don't you forget.
And I am
suck, dick.
Black wood. Orange, white and black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white, orange, white and black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white, orange, white and black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white, white and black. Black and black and
I don't know.
Grayish color. And black, white.
Maybe sometime.
Orange, white, and
maybe
black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white,
yeah, a little.
Orange, white, and black. Black and black and grayish color. And black, white, orange, white and black. Black,
probably,
and black and grayish color. And
you're the king.
I am.
No, you're the king. You're the queen.
No, I am.
I am.
I am the king.
She's the king.
No, I'm the king.
You're the king. You're the king. You're the queen.
I am.
I am the king.
Kingdom. Dictatorship. That's democracy, not dictatorship.
I am the king!
Maybe we should just become communists.
You're the king.
Democracy is like a monarchy, but just with more people.
I am the king!
Dictatorship. One leader.
Yeah, we're strong.
No, you're the king. You're the queen. There's one boss. That's
really like one big boss.
And she's the king.
That like lives in Antarctica.
One big leader, which should be me.
I am the king. And she's the king.
No, I'm the king.
She's the king.
Dream.
Dream.
when the dictator retires, he chooses who wants to be the next dictator.
She's the king.
No, I'm the king.
Communism.
No. No. Not communism.
We're not communism.
No, bad idea.
Just because there's not been a successful one.
Yeah, that means monarchy.
There won't be a successful one.
I am the king!
Okay, then. Monarchy.
You don't know, then why are you, like, going for it? Do you even really know what monarchy is?
Yes.
Yes.
She's the king.
I find it very strange that there's a king boy and a queen girl sitting on two thrones.
I am the king!
They help you if you need help.
You're the king. You're the king. You're the queen.
Once and for all, they're gonna be the president until in November or any week will be the next election.
It's November the 2nd.
I think we should be run by Smokey the Bear.
You're the king.
I am the prince.
I'm the prime minister.
We are royals, and that means we are royal blood.
And the dirty bloods stink.
It's organized like this.
Every 12-year-old would rule some of the state.
Yeah.
So as soon as you turn 12, the empire would extend.
So like when you're 11, you get all these special privileges of owning a little part of the world.
Yeah, like a city.
Once
one person could own Kathmandu. And then they would like split them up into different states, actually.
Somebody would own like Manhattan. Somebody own a little bit of
other cities. Queens.
Yeah.
Kingdom. Dictatorship. That's democracy, not dictatorship. Dictatorship. One leader. Maybe we should just become communists.
If some kind of dangerous animal was attacking their city or something like that, they wouldn't have a place to live because the animal or invader might be messing up their city, so they couldn't run it. There are lots of wild animals that are running around, but they're not exactly mean.
Bitch.
Deal.
Bear.
Fish.
That's it.
Pug.
Yeah, pug.
A pug is a dog.
Dog? Obedient?
Four cats.
Crocodile? Aggressive?
All kinds of animals. Live with the animals and get part of them. Be a little more like them.
Learn from them.
For example, the lions could be friendly. take care of animals. So they're kind of like house pets, but they don't live in your house. Basically all animals.
About presidents besides, like Barack Obama.
But the U.S. was once
Barack Obama.
There's been so many stupid rulers. But there have been many great rulers, like the legendary Obama from 2009 to 2012, until he was assassinated by the murderous Sarah Palin, who was then caught in jail.
Barack Obama.
Obama was great. He helped the nation in a crisis. Actually, he died when the adults got obliterated.
Barack Obama.
Currently, we have a 7-year-old as the Grand Mazoobzoob. A Mazoobzoob is a leader.
Barack Obama.
It's like a monarch, but it's more of like a free monarch.
Barack Obama.
And the Mazoobzoob and the Mazoobzoob are leading like dictators. Destroying and smashing and not really caring about anything else.
Barack Obama.
The thing I like about it is that the Mazoobzoob and the Mazoobzoob say practice what you preach. So all sorts of religions are implied. While there's Mazoobzoobism, and there's some of the ancient religions like Judaism, and some ancient religions like Buddhism, though that's practiced very rarely.
Barack Obama.
Slaism is known as the worship of Slaw, or the slime god, the god of mucus. Mugzubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadububadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadubadub
cat singing.
Barack Obama.
Madism, a religion that focuses on crazy and singing people. Bugsmugsmagazism, a religion that worships holy magazines, and Vroomzoomism, the belief in ancient demonic monsters.
Barack Obama.
I'm following it.
Barack Obama.
These kids don't really know much about the government until they turn 21 and vanish into the shadows. And the oldest you can be is 20. Then when you turn 21, you vanish into the shadows of darkness, into the realm where you're clawed apart by tiger-like beasts until you're nothing but a bunch of shards. Because kids cannot reproduce, we will slowly and surely be killed. And also because of the government with kids, the kids really don't know what to do, so our economy is facing even more chaos than it did in the year 2009.
Barack Obama.
There isn't really much more to talk about, but I believe that soon we will rebel. If we try to overthrow the legendary rulers and then start a secret nation of our own, I believe that there's hope. If we work together and try to overthrow the Mazuzub and the Mazuzab, that we shall soon have a slightly better, a better place. Though it's hard to be done, I think it can be done.
The first 12-year-old president, that's a pretty big moment in history. I feel pretty proud of myself. I didn't really think I was to win because a lot of people thought it was a joke. They didn't bother. But in the end, I finally convinced them. One night, I was campaigning, and I finally convinced them that I was actually for real. I was losing, and then when I finally convinced them, my poll started going up, so.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Call me.
Could you narrow that down a little? Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Call me.
There's other presidents in other countries that they can, I think they can take care of that. Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Call me.
Okay, are you gonna ask me like politics or are you gonna ask me like what's my dessert?
What would you?
I plan to make more organic farms. And I also plan to make factories more energy efficient. They're just gonna become greener and provide more jobs. Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Call me.
Well, I would make jobs for the people who don't have jobs. Like open new factories that are also energy efficient. So that they can have jobs that actually help the environment also.
How many factories would you need to have enough electricity for the entire country?
I told you it would be energy efficient though.
I know, but usually factories like that don't make very much energy.
You'll have solar panels and wind power.
Yeah, but you'll need a lot of them to make enough energy.
I know, and if they're not working, we'll have like a generator. That burns gasoline. Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
That's all of America.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something.
I can't remember. It would probably want to shorten it. It's pretty long. I mean, for kids to sing it.
Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Call me.
chocolate. It's a chocolate bar that we're bouncing on, and it is awesome.
It's a melted chocolate bar.
But we're not fighting to get something.
Yeah.
We're fighting
to protect
them,
our country.
Yeah. To protect.
We fight to survive. So, we will not start wars.
Well, we will no longer create atomic bombs.
Next question.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Because a lot of countries think, a government run by 12-year-olds. That will be easy to overrun. And they try, but they usually never succeed.
There should be airplane fighters, and there should be tanks, too.
Yeah.
Two things. We must not only use one. We probably should not use only one thing. Because only one thing could also create a weakness. If we need to, and they don't stop fighting us, we will go to war. Pretty much, right? Let me kill him once.
I mean, never kill.
Next level, vehicle mode. In a vehicle. I think he's over here somewhere. I don't know where he is. Oh, there he is. It's your turn to do it. Guide him over. But don't go over the edge. What are you doing? Trying to go over the edge? You gotta press X. What did I tell you? He died because of that. Go, go, go. Press Y. Go down, press Y. Y is attack.
another thing I like it. Oh.
Jazz.
Maybe sometimes.
That was Children's America, a 2009 piece by Alessandro Bossetti. To learn more about this piece and many other radio artworks, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Next, we hear from John J.H. Phillips and his work, The Things One Has to Listen To. It's composed of acoustic and synthesized sounds etched into a background ambience, a tribute to Samuel Beckett's novel The Unnameable, for a world too busy to listen. This is from the New American Radio Art Archives that are hosted on the Wave Farm website.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is The Thing One Has to Listen To by John J.H. Phillips. Thank you for listening.
In his novel, The Unnameable, Samuel Beckett describes many intriguing sounds. The sound of pierced air, the crackling of thorns, a little cry like a wounded wastiti. Page by page, audio artist John Phillips has noted these sounds, their context and their spatial placement, and he has used this inventory as the starting point for the following composition. The Things One Has to Listen To by John J.H. Phillips, a tribute to Samuel Beckett in a world too busy to listen.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Thank you. persistent.
And so he rationalizes. He tells himself he doesn't hear it, or that it isn't
shut
that bad.
Shut us off from other human beings.
Not a night, don't bother me.
And any of us is likely to be very much attracted by the report that someone brings us of a world not our own, but a world somewhere else where life is not only easy, but right and good. That will be the life of nature. That will be the world of nature. That will be life at last, lived naturally. We in civilization are always trying to be natural and finding it very difficult. The hardest of all things, apparently, is to be natural. All art is moving us towards the end of being natural, and no one is an artist enough in that respect.
You just heard The Thing One Has to Listen To, by John J.H. Phillips, broadcast by New American Radio.
We finish the Radio Art Hour today with new music from 2022 from The Weeknd. His fifth studio album, Dawn FM, was produced by 10 Tricks Point Never and features the actor Jim Carrey doing a series of radio skits with a psychedelic radio aesthetic very similar to the one 10 Tricks Point Never put on his 2020 album, Magic 10 Tricks Point Never. So let's listen to the title track, Dawn FM, and also the song Out of Time from The Weeknd's 2022 album on the Radio Art Hour.
For way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms. Scared? Don't worry. We'll be there to hold your hand and guide you through this painless transition. But what's the rush? Just relax and enjoy another hour of commercial-free music on 103.5 Dawn FM. Stay tuned. touch that dial. Because like the song says, you are out of time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed in the blissful embrace of that little light you see in the distance. Soon you'll be healed, forgiven, and refreshed, free from all trauma, pain, guilt, and shame. You may even forget your own name. But before you dwell in that house forever, here's 30 minutes of easy listening to some slow tracks on 103.5 Dawn FM.
6-0-8-9-9.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.